joining us on the line, Ian Basarabi from The Future Works. Ian, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well, thanks, and you?
Excellent. How are you feeling today ahead of lockdown on this New Year's Eve, I guess, in a way?
In a strange way, I'm actually quite excited about it. It's almost like an adventure. And if you look at it that way, it's like going into a bit of an unknown. There's a lot of activity around the house. Everybody's like getting ready with all their snacks. And you ask the kids, as an example, what do they want? And it's like chocolate, sweets, chips, and all of that stuff.
It's like going to the game reserve. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's like going on an adventure. So I think you have to look at it that way, Howard, because we don't know how long this is going to be. We know it's going to be 21 days, but being pragmatic, I think it may be longer. And we need to enjoy it. We need to look at the positive side. Like you were saying earlier, get board games, do the things you've always wanted to do. Karen's already given me a whole list of stuff I need to do, which I've been promising to do for probably a year.
You see, those are the terrible things. Yeah, we sat down as well last night. Well, actually, I left at that point because my excuse being my anxiety was high. But they were dividing chores in the family and who's responsible for what. And look, when I came back, it turns out all I have to do is sort of make sure that I don't leave my coffee cups everywhere, which is not unreasonable. But and to some extent, that's also again fairly positive because that gives our kids the sense that everybody counts, everybody is valued, and everybody's going to have to get stuck in. You know, as many South Africans have live in help, we don't, which means that that the help that we do have is not going to be able to come to us, and that means that means everybody else is responsible for it, and I'm not sure that that's such a terrible thing.
Howard, it's not, and that's why we all have the opportunity to look at this in two ways. We can look at this as this is going to be the worst Pesach, this is going to be the worst school holidays. You know, I've heard a lot of people going, oh, do you think we'll get another holiday for all the work we're doing during this holiday? And I'm kind of looking and saying, well, this is the time that you have. This is the opportunity you actually have to connect with your families. You know, I don't remember a time where everybody, and I literally mean barring essential services and all that, everybody now has an opportunity to spend time with their families during Pesach. I think many of us, like, kind of, we observe the first 2 days and the last 2 days, but now this is really a time where you can connect, where you can actually not even connect with your family, but connect with yourself. And I think for many of us...
Okay, for some of us, that's a bit scary, eh?
It is very scary.
Like we spend a lot of time connecting with ourselves.
You know, my dog's looking at me strange. Like, when are you leaving? You know, like, it's like you've been around for so many days now. Is this going to be long? You know, so there's certain things that do become a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, but if you think about it from the dog's perspective, one of the highlights is when people walk home, we walk back through the door. They get to run around, jump up and down, get very, very excited. Yeah. Now you've robbed them of that. So maybe what you need to do is just go and spend out some little bit of time outside your front door and then come in for your dog's sake.
And then I don't have to take it for a walk.
You're not allowed.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay, so I'm going to have to practice that coming in from the garage sequence and doing that like two or three times a day.
Exactly.
I think that might be my chore. I'm actually going to write that down because it's a very important job.
Well, it is, because you've got to worry about the well-being of everyone in your house, and that includes your pets, surely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Ian, if I had to ask you on your top list of three things that you want to achieve out of these forced 3 weeks?
So I think for the first thing is I've always wanted to write a book. It's for me a passion that I've always said I don't have time. And now I have time. So I'm really going to put my mind to that. And hopefully when we merge out of these 21 days, I at least have something that I can continue with. So I'm really, that's top of my list, is to start writing my book. Secondly, I think for me is it's really a time for me to look at myself and to say, how do I see myself fitting into this new normal? And that's hard. I think that's the hardest one, is because we're in such a state of flux. But without trying to sounding making people more anxious, is we need to accept that, please God, this virus is contained, and we get through this, and we can breathe a sigh of relief. But the reality of the situation is, this is a new reality for us, and we are going to accept that things will change when we get back to some form of normality. So I think that whole assessment, and I would say the third thing is to help other people, because I've personally, on a personal level, and many of the listeners know the journey that I've been on, is that I went through this last year in a way where I kept trying to convince myself that this is only going to be for a short period of time. And at some point I came to the realization that this is not going to change. This is the new reality. So I think for me, it's a combination of
making sure we accept it. Our journeys.
Absolutely. And we need to see it as exciting.
I'm loving Melinda's. So Melinda's not aiming very, very high. She says, my goal is not getting divorced and not getting fat. You know, so actually, I think I'm with you on both of those. I would also, I would add to that not getting murdered by my family, because I am sleeping with one eye open from tonight, depending on my own behavior, of course. I wouldn't blame anybody if they did. But yeah, so Melinda's priorities are not getting divorced and not getting fat. Listening in from the United States says, we and all of our friends have actually cancelled Pesach this year. No one we know is going out. No one's meeting with friends at all. And that's across, and this is across the world. That is the other thing. You know, South Africans, we spend so much time beating ourselves up about how difficult things are here in South Africa, and how things are, haven't been great in the last while, and our electricity, etc. But to some extent, this just makes us feel, in a bizarre sort of a way, a little bit more normal, because this is something that is happening absolutely everywhere around the world. And further to that is, I think we should be very proud. We can be very proud of Cyril Ramaphosa. We can be proud of our government. And it's a comment that I made quite extensively yesterday, when I look at what is going on between the Republicans and the Democrats, and how long it's taken them to try and reach some kind of a conclusion. And whether you hate Donald Trump, love Donald Trump, hate Pelosi, love Pelosi, it doesn't matter. What I'm observing is that that American politicians have not yet learned, or not yet understood, that the priority is not their own political gain, but really is other people of South Africa, other people of America. And South African politicians have realized that. Malema and Steenhuisen, and they've put all of their differences aside in order to support Cyril Ramaphosa and this initiative. I think it's absolutely astounding, and it's a lesson that we can certainly impart to the world.
Howard, you know, I was actually having this conversation yesterday with Karen, with my wife, and it was quite interesting, is that we are pretty good. We're actually excellent in South Africa when it comes to dealing with a crisis, is because we all get together. We don't, and you were talking about Donald Trump. I'm looking at Boris Johnson, and I look at these guys, and I think to myself, all these guys are doing is they're standing up and talking. We're doing, and we're getting into action. You know, people make a plan. You know, I had a guest on my show yesterday who said South Africans are known to make a plan. And if I just look in the last couple of days at how people are shifting their businesses to accommodate their clients by not moaning and groaning. Of course, people are worried and they're anxious about their financial future and their incomes and what they're going to do. But they're also looking at reality and saying, well, look, I have a different, just looking at Pesach, I have a different clientele now to service. So instead of me bemoaning, and I've seen a lot of them, I'm sure you have as well, Howard, how people are now coming out with innovative ideas where they can do a packaged Seder meal. Like, who would have thought 3 months ago we would have been talking about a packaged Seder meal? But now it's a necessity.
Mm, mm. Absolutely right. Absolutely spot on. Time is 7:23. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. Just to remind you, the Colel Bookshop will be open Thursday today until 8 p.m. To ensure that you get all of your Pesach needs, your Haggadot, Seder plates, matzah covers, etc. The latest Pesach Kron Haggadah, the Magid at the Seder, is also in stock. Let the Colel Bookshop ensure a meaningful Pesach experience. Remember, also remember the kids, they've got exciting kids Haggadot as well as Makot kids. I'm Howard Feldman. I would love to hear from you on 34519 or 061-895-1019. I want a list of books, I want a list of games, and I want a list of your priorities over the next 21.
I'm
amazed.
I feel like I have two therapists. That's David Abramson and Dr. Anton Myberg, honestly.
Yeah, like in stereo. It's like brilliant.
It is really so unbelievable. That is absolutely phenomenal. And because it's giving us permission to say, you know what, we don't know what we're doing. We're bumbling through this. And just so is everybody else. So let's not worry about it too much. So Janine says, do you have clarity on being able to walk your pets? Does anyone know if you can walk your pets alone or within a complex? I think you can't walk your pets outside in the street. That we know for sure. I would imagine that with regard to complexes, that it would be the rules of the body corporate. Rachadi says, morning Howard, could you please ask Dr. Anton to also include the number of recoveries in COVID-19? I think that is a great suggestion. And then Benjamin says, dear Howard, yes, I do actually live in a little isolated area here out on the farm. Most of the farm workers are leaving, so I'll probably be like a little hermit with only occasional visits by the odd snake to look forward to. However, we do not kill them, we just put them back in the bush from away from the house. As long as you don't eat them, Benjamin, because yeah, we don't want to do that. Ian, I just want to thank you for stepping in and giving us your thoughts and your help during the lockdown. No doubt we'll keep catching up with you as and when on a sporadic basis. So stay safe, stay healthy, and of course, abide by the rules as much as you are able to. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. Let's chat to this guy.